Well, our posts monitored. I think probably the posts that are monitored most closely are the oncoplastic fellowship posts. The SAC interface group is responsible for the quality of those. The other training posts, the schools of surgery and the intercollegiate curriculum program, by putting things in online, that can all be monitored and measured, and there's feedback from that. And then in addition, you've probably had surveys to fill in, the PMETB JCST survey, and I've seen some of the results of that, and that is showing some interesting data. There are certainly some people who don't seem to be happy in whichever post they've done. There are some people who flounder in one post, then seem to recover, and other people going through those posts do very well. And then there are some posts where everybody going through that post complains about it. So that data is now feeding back in, and those posts, once we're confident that we're identifying posts that are troublesome, then we can put pressure on training committees to do something about it. And certainly in the region I'm liaising with, there are some trainers who've been identified who should probably no longer be training, and they're being counselled about perhaps doing something else with their time. So that's how the QAs for the rest of the posts.